Welcome to the Usher Show of Entrepreneurship and Regional Development Podcast. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and audacious contributions to all our regions. My guest today is Constance Bon from Ibrac Business School. She recently published an article entitled The Legitimacy of Corporate Accelerators Within Entrepreneurial Ecosystems, Perceptions of Supported Entrepreneurs. She co-authored this paper with Karim Meseghem from University of Montpellier. It has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Taylor and Francis. Constance, welcome to our podcast.
Hello, Vincent. Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Can you tell us, what is the origin of your paper? Why have you decided to address this particular topic? And what is the question you aim to answer?
So this article originates from our field experience. In 2017, we had the unique opportunity to closely observe the emergence and development of a new corporate accelerator, a support organization sponsored by a large corporation within our entrepreneurial ecosystem in the south of France. So this immersion allowed us to experience firsthand the reception given to this type of actor in an existing and developed entrepreneurial ecosystem with its ensured configuration of actors and factors. So we observed that it raised curiosity, but also concerns and doubts by disrupting established dynamics. And we felt a shift in the direction of entrepreneurs and other actors. So this led us to launch a research program focused on the global institutionalization of corporate accelerators within entrepreneurial ecosystems. We also found that supported entrepreneurs had very critical and strong opinions about all support organizations, but particularly these corporate accelerators, which faced liability of newness, entrepreneurialness, and perception of opportunities. As we progressed, one issue became increasingly clear, that of legitimacy. So we found that the literature has always taken these organizations for granted, whereas field studies show that most of them will fail within 2 years. So along the conceptual and field way, we decided to examine in depth the question of the characteristics of the legitimacy in entrepreneurial ecosystems, and ultimately the conditions of their ensuring and survival in these complex environments.
What are the main contributions of your paper?
The paper makes key contributions with a central focus on uncovering the micro foundations of legitimacy within entrepreneurial ecosystems. First, we introduce and define the concept of entrepreneurial ecosystemic legitimacy, reflecting the perceived appropriateness of an actor within an entrepreneurial ecosystem. This concept reflects how legitimacy is not a top-down statue or static attribute, but rather something constructed from the ground up through the eyes of supported entrepreneurs. This brings a macro foundation lens to the study of entrepreneurial ecosystems, because instead of assuming what makes actors legitimate, we go deep into how individual entrepreneurs evaluate and make sense of these actors in their environment. Second, we propose a novel framework of this entrepreneurial ecosystemic legitimacy and identify three dimensions that shape these perceptions: an utilitarian dimension focused on resources and opportunities, an existential one linked to shared entrepreneurial schemas and experiences, and a socioeconomic dimension focused on long-term development and cooperation within the ecosystem. Each of these dimensions connects micro-level perceptions to macro-institutional logics of the field, named market, entrepreneurial, and community logics. And this linkage between individual perceptions and the broader structure of the ecosystem is exactly what the micro-foundation perspective seeks in both entrepreneurial ecosystem and neo-institutional literature. Understanding how the field is experienced, interpreted, and co-produced by its actors. And third, we contribute to the theorization of corporate accelerators by showing that their success isn't just a matter of design or internal fit, but also of perceived legitimacy in the eyes of those they support. So this moves the debates from structure to sense-making, from form to fit. Globally, we push the literature beyond descriptive accounts of ecosystem actors by offering a framework for how and why legitimacy perceptions matter. And we hope that this opens up new ways to understand the survival, ensuring, or even failure of corporate accelerators within entrepreneurial ecosystems.
What was for you the main theoretical or maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
I believe that the biggest theoretical challenge was to successfully combine ecosystem literature, which often focus on macrostructure, with a micro-level institutional approach of entrepreneurs' perceptions, which involved navigating different perspectives and levels of analysis. And methodologically, it was also challenging to gather clear and honest information from entrepreneurs on a topic as complex as legitimacy. So we addressed the challenge through a long and iterative journey with an in-depth qualitative case study to construct a robust framework grounded in data.
During your research journey, what was your biggest surprise or maybe the most counterintuitive result?
One of the most surprising findings was that entrepreneurs perceive the accelerator's legitimacy not only based on what is objectively offered, but also on how it expressed entrepreneurial values and schemas. For example, the lack of entrepreneurial experience among the accelerator team was often cited as a source of disconnection and misunderstanding, even when opportunities were provided. And I want to say that another unexpected finding was that the dual perspective adopted by entrepreneurs, a highly self-centered approach focusing on short-term business needs, and a more collective approach reflecting a concern for the development of the broader ecosystem. So this coexistence of individualistic and collective perspectives proved to be richer and more balanced than expected. Entrepreneurs have shown an ability to step back and analyze the ecosystem, identify needs, and what would be good or bad for the local ecosystem, knowing that these developments will be beneficial for them and their community in the long term.
What are the main implications of your work for entrepreneurs, managers, policymakers, practitioners in general?
I hope that for managers of corporate accelerators, the message is clear. Legitimacy is not taken for granted. This study then provides a concrete framework to help them understand how they are perceived by one of the most critical audiences, that of supported entrepreneurs. To be perceived as legitimate, they must align with business expectations and cultural cognitive codes. This means offering real added value, such as access to financial resources or networks, but also think and act like entrepreneurs and aligning with ecosystem values and codes. So managers need to align in their program context, but also in their positioning and communications. And moreover, our work invites public authorities to take legitimacy seriously and to use this new framework as a strategic diagnostic tool to assess not just whether an actor is active with performance metrics such as the amount of fundraising, but also how it is perceived, by whom, and on what dimensions. It allows more targeted funding, better orchestration of ecosystem dynamics, and early detection of weaknesses. By doing so, they can use legitimacy perceptions to foster integration, coherence, and collective performance, which ultimately reinforces both regional entrepreneur support and ecosystem competitiveness.
Thanks a lot, Constance, for participating to our show and presenting your paper entitled The Legitimacy of Corporate Accelerators Within Entrepreneurial Ecosystems, Perceptions of Supported Entrepreneurs. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-erd.com and on the main podcast platforms.
Thank you very much for having me.